Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Creep
Dive. It's a wonderful day to creep.
It is fine.
Big news. Britney Spears is going on Oprah.
No. She yes. said she wouldn't do it.
Well, according to Pop Tings, Britney Spears is set to sit down for an interview with Oprah to tell her the whole truth about what she went through during her conservatorship. And let's go.
When's that going to happen?
No date yet. The Twitterers are upset because Oprah has been cancelled.
What?
Well, just since everything.
Over and over again.
It's mostly Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah, I Dr. suppose.
Ross. And then
Sophie,
Dr. Ross.
Your microphone.
We got a 4-star pizza.
Not Spawn.
It'll come to you.
Right. I stuffed it down.
Well done.
Yeah. So good.
Poor old Britney. What's she going to say? Is she going to go on there and just tell us the real truth or just be on meth and enjoy her life?
I don't think she's on meth.
Well, if she is, that's her choice. Yeah.
Would you take meth if someone offered it to you?
Well, if I had led the life of Britney Spears, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't. I just don't think we can blame her.
Not at all.
Fall apart. Just go right ahead. Maybe it's the others taking the advantage. Like, Oprah's only absolutely gagging for this, obviously.
Completely, utterly. Like, she's, I'd say she's been at her since she got out of the conservatorship to.
Yeah. It's fucking gift basket after gift basket arriving to Britney Spears' house.
Exactly.
A small pony. What's my story?
No, like, that's them being like, we want to tell your story, Britney.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah. Have a small pony.
Now, the only thing that happens when people go on, like, it just ruins people, doesn't it?
Absolutely. There's no, like, way out.
Meghan Markle should have stayed silent and not done Oprah.
It's like, it was such, yeah. An obviously bad move. But your Oprah had been at the wedding.
Yeah. Great, very good friends with them.
Very, like, that makes no sense at all. Like, when you get super famous, does Oprah just appear one day?
Yeah, she just manifests.
To welcome you into fame?
100%. Yeah. 100%.
And to tell you how to do it. And use all the right lawyers. Here they are. Welcome
She's
to Scientology.
She's done it very well, hasn't she?
Oprah?
Yeah.
She really did conquer it, in fairness. Like a bucking bronco.
And
she
for all,
wrote that thing into submission.
But for all the wild mistakes she's made, all the fraudulent people she has endorsed.
Yeah, she's sailing
she's
on
through.
She's
still just absolutely fine.
It's just a kitchen full of flowers and endless chefs making delicious treats and velour tracksuits. And velour tracksuits for all her friends.
Is
and
this,
then Gail.
Where are you getting the visual info there?
From Oprah's Instagram.
Oh.
Stunning Sophs. Do you remember like the interview with Meghan and Harry in Oprah's in garden?
Yeah.
Is that her garden?
Yeah.
No, actually, lads, that was Gail's garden.
Oh.
So Oprah's garden's obviously much better, but we're not allowed to see it. Because
she needed
it's
like a more relatable
that's
garden.
Gail's garden.
Yeah, that was Gail's garden. Heaven.
Oprah loves being in Gail's garden.
She's really into Gail's garden.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true? Yeah. Let's ask Cass.
Yeah, you're
Cass,
Gail, you're our resident lesbian Cass.
Gay or not gay? Up.
Oprah and Gail.
Yeah.
Gay as they come.
Said, yeah.
Gay as they come. It'll be in a biop.
Putting
it will
the
be
gay and Gail.
Yeah.
So it'll be like Defo. The Whitney thing.
It'll be like the Whitney thing, but doesn't... Who was Oprah's actual fella? What's his name?
Stanford.
Like, come on.
How do I fuck it? These things get in at you at an age.
Oprah is, and always has been, your specialist topic.
Only as a child. But then Sophie...
As a child.
Sorry, Cass did the whole breakdown of Dr. Phil. I know Dr. Phil very well as well.
Yeah. You were a heavy user of Dr. Phil.
Massive user.
Growing up.
Obviously Jerry Springer. I did them all. Sally, Jesse, Raphael.
She was my favourite.
Yes.
SJR and Jenny Jones.
What about your man, Raphael?
I never liked Dr. Phil. I felt that it was a bit too highbrow.
Tell me now what
not
the name
gonna
is.
Not going to lie, bit highbrow.
It was very self-satisfied.
I think as well, like I liked when they, you know, with Geraldo. That's the way they used to have the panel of freaks.
Yeah.
They'd be like, look at these freaks. And the whole show was just like... A 13-year-old with an eyebrow ring.
Yeah, I know.
And like some bad box dye. Look at these freaks.
I tell you what, this week that I have for you, I've got a whole bit on the slow loris.
I'm so sweaty.
The only venomous primate. And I've got an attack.
Ah.
And then I have many ways in which terrible pets, terrible owners of inappropriate pets, have met their end.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm very still good. On Oprah.
They're still in Oprah.
They're re-releasing The Color Purple.
Maybe in time for the Britney thing?
On December 25th in theatres only. Like that just, do we need...
Another go.
And it's so sad. Do we really need it again?
I think they put a plug in sad entertainment when the pandemic kicked off. And now what we're going to have is
it's
a
just
flood
so
of sadness.
Sad. Oh,
it is.
Okay. Flood of sadness up top. Is this going out today?
Yeah.
Is it? No.
No, tomorrow.
Oh, hey, from yesterday. How are you all doing there now? Hope things are going better in the future because shit is terrible in the past. This is still not like news just in. This happened like a few days ago. The vegan influencer, Combier.
Yeah, this is desperate.
Zana Dart.
No. Very desperate.
Yeah.
What's happened?
So she's dead. She died.
Starvation is what she died
of. Only eating fruit and seed sprouts.
Not
no,
ideal.
Come
for
on.
Actual years. Okay, there is still a question mark. But it appears from her online presence that it has been fruit and sunflower seed sprouts, which is a vegetable, for years now. So basically, Zana.
What age
her name
was
is
she?
Zana. She's only 39.
Oh, dear.
She's Russian. She had millions of followers across TikTok, Facebook and Instagram. She was living in Malaysia and she died at the end of July. But it's kind of just coming out now, everything. So
like come on,
she has something going on here.
Orthorexia.
Oh dear, that would be it, would it, Cass?
Well, orthorexia is that fear of eating unhealthy foods and is often connected to people who are particularly focused on one diet that is health and wellness, but it's
quote unquote. Cass just did air quotes, but that they don't come across on a podcast sometimes.
Sometimes.
She put air quotes around health and wellness.
Yes. So it's anyone who refers to an unhealthy obsession.
Like the creep type does not support
eating,
health and wellness.
Yeah, sorry. It's the obsession with eating pure food. Food considered pure or impure can vary from person to person. It doesn't mean that anyone who subscribes to a healthy eating plan or diet is suffering from orthorexia, but I think orthorexia is when it goes too far.
Then you get this hyper-focus.
Hyper-focus and are restricting foods and all that kind of stuff.
And you're kind of demonizing different food groups like carbs or like sugar.
Do you think orthorexia existed pre-social media, or is this kind of a combined?
I think that there's like an aesthetic with eating clean, like quote unquote eating clean. And I think that is quite social media connected.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of way? Like obviously there's eating disorders as long as people have been eating. Mm-hmm. But the orthorexia one's very, it feels very Insta related.
Do you think as well, because people will have built entire careers around it. Mm. It would be like that woman, for instance, if that's what she was struggling with, imagine trying to unpick. I mean, she'd lose her livelihood as well as. So that is very complex.
Yeah.
God love her.
It's scary though, because it's like pro Anna websites.
And on TikTok, they're not blocking it. Like it pops up an awful lot.
Well, you see, that's it. You see, it used to be that you had to seek out that material in a much more focused way. Like you could find it. It wasn't that hard to find like pro-Anna forums and things like that. But like exactly as Cass said, now it's like fucking on your For You page.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's like where people with severe eating disorders are like sharing tips on how to have an aggressive and potentially fatal mental illness. And it's really scary. And the thing is, like, they're, you know, indoctrinating a new generation.
Yeah.
There's a really interesting user called Eugenia Cooney, who's been floating around for a long time.
I have spent some time on her page.
I think a lot of people
the kind of emo
have.
Girl.
Yes. Yeah.
It's awful. I feel terrible for looking at it. Yeah. You can't look away. Like
and as well, the conversation that is continuing on her side and in the comments, she briefly mentions her body as she's talking, but will, you know, during her lives very rarely kind of comment, because the rolling commentary on her lives is like attacking, like, how are you okay? It's all about her body.
Yeah,
she's extraordinarily thin and looks to be very close to death.
She really does. She's not the one. There's another one who comes up on TikTok all the time who's on a feeding tube now.
Oh god.
Eugenia Cooney's mother is heavily involved in her productions as well and appears quite frequently.
I think that she's been in a journey of emancipating herself.
Has she?
From, yeah. She's still incredibly young.
Is she?
29.
Oh my God, you know what? You know, she looks so much younger.
Yeah.
Jesus. But anyway, so this awful business.
It's a devastating business. And I think, like, you're right. Like, with, say, like, eating disorder, there's, like, obviously a lot of debate about, like, the factors and the influences. And a lot of people who have an ED, like, it came about at a time of like extreme stress when they were younger, where this was the only thing they could control. Mm-hmm. And then it fed it, like, then the reception that their like changing appearance got out in the world, and like people complimenting them and like validating them, then starts to like feed in more oxygen into the already very complex set of circumstances that produce the eating disorder, and just like it's just like fucking wildfire. Yeah. And so like you can imagine if you took that out of, say, just you and your family and circle of friends giving you feedback on how you look. Oh, you're looking great. Mm-hmm. And imagine putting that onto social media, and suddenly tens of thousands of people are feeding your eating disorder and telling you that you look so amazing. Like, it's unbelievably toxic.
It's the opposite commentary on Eugenia Cooney's.
Yeah, it's very abuse. Publicly people saying this, she's so close to death, this is awful.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Because I mean in the kind of earlier stages of it.
Yeah.
But with this girl, Zana, so she very much like Cassie was saying with the orthorexia, she's like, she cut out entire food groups, and really seemed her diet seemed to consist only of fruits, sunflower seed sprouts, fruit smoothies, and juices. Mm. And I can tell you that's fucking terrible for your digestion. Mm. Like, as in, you'd be in hell every day. Mm. On in terms of just pure digestion issues. But anyway, she, one doctor saying that if you're going to cut out entire food groups, you have to have supplements. Mm. And that if you aren't taking those supplements, it can cause malnutrition.
Of course.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that the supplements could mean the difference between like life and death.
Yeah.
But well, obviously.
I think the reverse, like you remove, like think of the sailors with scurvy, like you die from lack of one particular vitamin or another.
Like,
or
this
eventually erodes away some particular function, and then yeah, you sort of no longer can process other.
And then food. The thing is with this this woman, like she was kind of known to be a vegan influencer, but obviously, and so that's like shit press for
exactly
the vegan diet. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with being vegan. It's in fact great in many ways in terms of like, well, they say in terms of like sustainability and things yeah like that. And but it's now kind of like bad press. And so I suppose it's just that like what's making the headlines is vegan influencer dies, vegan dies. And, you know, it is actually that she was potentially just like, well, severely restricting mm-hmm her intake and also not supplementing in the way that would be, I suppose, required, the way of being vegan in a healthy way.
God, so, scary business.
It's so fucking, it's just so very sad. Really sad. Yeah. And
it's just wild. Like the TikTok and the internet has become, it's so unregulated. Like yeah, in a way that when we were younger, there was certainly restrictions by Googles and stuff. And there was like pro ana websites, but they seem oh to yeah be gone. I just did a quick Google there and like you could very, very quickly enter into a community of people that are willing to support that.
Mm. And tips and tricks and...
It's some really, really depressing reading because there's a lot of like tracking of like your intake and your weight and everything. God, and like
yeah
the kind of like panic in the tone of some posters who oh are talking dear about like literally I had an apple today and the panic of that. It's so fucking
misery.
Miserable. It's miserable.
Speaking of weird TikTokers,
yeah, so check who your children are following.
Well, yeah, check. Sure.
I mean, can we all just move away and turn the internet off again at night time? Or
it's
like
another argument.
Turn it off completely. This is a brilliant headline. Now, I'm not condoning the story, but I do think it's a good headline. It's under the lifestyle section of the New York Post. I defended my wife after she slept with a schoolboy, but now I'm done.
What
oh additional we're thing?
Need to know that. Come on.
What additional thing did she do? So he wasn't too keen on her extracurricular activities.
Nice.
A UK man who stood by his wife after she slept with a 15-year-old student, I think you no mean raped, has left her following a revelation he experienced while visiting her in jail. Until you're in that position when it's your wife or your husband and you're living that life, you don't know what you're going to do, says Daniel. He said, I'm a man. It's bad enough to be told your wife has slept with someone else, but for it to be a child. He says, it deflates you completely. You look at yourself and think, what have I done wrong? No, Daniel.
Fucking Daniel, you Daniel, idiot.
No. No.
Jesus.
So, I mean, it's absolutely.
Talk about centering yourself.
Centering yourself. Here's a picture of Candace and Daniel during better times. Oh dear.
Okay.
So hang on a sec. So him seeing her in prison was the thing that sent that was too far.
That was too far.
But the actual crime itself, he was kind of okay with if she didn't go to prison.
So he said that. Okay. So the whole horrible saga began in 2018. Oh, this is darkness. The mother of three boys. Candace has three boys.
Oh my God.
Jesus. And she did a lot of the grooming via Snapchat. And so then Daniel first became aware of the allegations in 2019. So like about 2 years or a year into it all, he said that he was preparing to go for work, go off to work, manager of a supermarket, or he's in training. Candace had gone off to work as normal, gave me a kiss, said, have a good day. 20 minutes later, my door opened and it was the police. They said that they couldn't tell me what she was accused of. And I said, because she worked at a school, it can only be one thing. Now, I do think if you're jumping to that conclusion about your partner, that is weird.
I agree.
Like,
could have been stealing stationery.
I was about to say staplers.
Yeah.
A fucking huge heist of staplers.
Huge temptation there.
Yes. He said, I was pale as a ghost. My teeth were chattering. I couldn't talk. I mean, he was in deep shock. So they... he said, he confronted her and said, if you were going to cheat on me, we wouldn't have survived it. But why could it not have been with someone your own age? Again, I just feel he's coming down too heavy on one side of this and ignoring the other.
I know.
Child abuse side of it.
Yeah, he really is.
Oh,
he's
my God.
He's been hurt. Him.
Oh, my God. He had.
He is the true victim.
This is... He went through a terrible ordeal during the trial.
God love him.
I'm sure his ordeal was nothing on the victims.
No.
He had to listen to text messages.
God love him. She had sent. Oh. Must have been desperate.
The child. So, right. Despite all that, Daniel stuck by Candace. And because she was adamant that she was innocent. And he was like devastated when she was eventually slapped with multiple charges. Which is good. And they're all really grim charges. And she was sentenced to 6 years in prison. And Daniel posted a pic on social media of a Superman t-shirt with a note stuck to it that said, I love you with all my heart. Be brave. Oh, God. But then what pushed Daniel to the I'm done? What was it? I defended my wife after she slept with a schoolboy, but now I'm done. So took the kids to visit Candace in prison, and she'd be smiling and bubbly and happy. Her hair was done, and I'd sit there and feel, this is wrong. You're smiling and happy in a place we shouldn't be coming to visit you. Meanwhile, Daniel was really struggling with his mental health and struggling to process what was going on. And Candace would say that she's the one suffering because she's in prison. So they started having a bit of a tit for tat about who was having a harder time.
Yeah. Mm.
And he was like, no, I'm out here having to deal with the backlash.
And the three kids on your own.
And yeah, the three kids on their own. Things came to a head after Candace phoned Daniel, quote, wanting to be romantic. And Daniel didn't want to. I mean,
phone sex.
Fair enough.
Mm. Fine.
Where is her phone? Is it in the hall of prison?
Probably.
Has to be. So she got upset and it festered from there. And he said, I started to see Candace differently. I can't believe that her pushing phone sex on him was
the final straw.
Well, what was the first thing that made him see her differently after
all of the other
all
things.
Of everything else?
This I guess was when what she finally, was mean to him.
Yeah, this is what finally
exactly,
he was like, I'm reevaluating everything.
Yeah.
He started avoiding her. She'd call, but I wasn't really picking up. I didn't want to interact with her. That was what the final straw was.
Oh, Daniel.
Just the pushy.
Get a fucking grip.
Now,
mate.
I will say, happy for Daniel.
Yeah.
He's now seeing another woman. They're expecting a baby.
Okay.
And God love him, he did have to have the conversation with the new partner.
About the previous partner.
Yeah.
Or just the final straws, things he will not accept.
Of course, like all abusers, Candace only has to serve half her sentence. We're lucky she got anything. So that's a horrible story.
All right, girls.
From me to you.
My thank you.
Did you love that?
We went from sort of the darkest dark to Same again.
Same again. More dark.
I am nothing. Never if shortage. Not
one note.
Back to weird TikTokers and things that have happened in the news recently. Last week, just as we were kind of running out of time, we were going to cover this. I'm glad we didn't because it was breaking over the couple of days.
It evolved.
We got news that rapper Lil Tay was dead at the age of 14. Mystery was surrounding her death, and after an Instagram post was posted on her account that also announced the death of her brother. Then rumors were circulating that there had been a car accident. So the statement that was posted to her Instagram was, "It is with a heavy heart that we share the devastating news of our beloved Claire's sudden and tragic passing. We have no words to express the unbearable loss and indescribable pain. This outcome was entirely unexpected and has left us all in shock. Her brother's passing adds an even more unimaginable depth to our grief." What an afterthought. "During this time of immense sorrow..."
What an also-ran. They didn't even name him.
Yeah. "Well, during this time of immense sorrow, we kindly ask for privacy as we grieve this overwhelming loss, as the circumstances surrounding Claire and her brother's passing are still under investigation. Claire will forever remain in our hearts, her absence leaving an irreplaceable void that will be felt by all who knew and loved her," right? Now,
was she the TikTok rapper?
She was the TikTok rapper.
She was like a really precocious kid.
She had kind of risen to prominence from a young age because she was this really like just bolshy young one, like
wads of cash,
real like English. You know,
American,
I think, yeah. And her brother had helped her to create a lot of her content, so he had become well known. And much like the stories,
they're like Billie Eilish and Finula, or whatever the brother's name, Phineas. Yeah, Finula Eilish. Finula, and Phineas.
Yeah.
Except that they're not like, you know, the way like Billie Eilish is a genius.
It's very talented. But she does make beautiful music. Very sad.
It's the same whisper thing all over again. Like, if you're going to come at me for only doing disgusting, horrendous stories and being one.
Billy's got to take one between the eyes.
Fucking.
Enunciate. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean a gunshot.
What did you mean?
Did you mean a cum shot?
Is there a phrase about that? Is there some phrase?
Yeah, about shooting someone between the eyes.
Got to take one between the eyes.
Well, I retract it.
It's too late.
I don't know. All I can think of is take one up the rear, take a step back, maybe is what I meant. I don't fucking know. I like Billie Eilish.
These two things are as horrific as each other.
I like her big t-shirts.
She's abandoned that, sure.
Yeah, she's all stylish now. She's doing the Adele on it.
Back in the t-shirts, lads.
Is she?
Keep up.
I miss the old. No, I don't think she is. What about the Barbie video? She was in a little suit.
Oh God, are we?
We've lost our way.
We've lost our way.
Back we go. So a 14-year-old rapper and her brother
supposedly dead, right? And then when the story started to break, it started to bring up all these questions about her parents and the relationship that she has and who is controlling her career. And obviously this whole conversation that we've had before about these young YouTubers on how much they're consenting to and whether children should be used as a business,
which they absolutely should.
So
where is the money going? How much money do you think she made?
Straight up my
head. Oh God,
put you in the eyes.
Yeah, I like,
okay, I've stopped that.
Okay. Lil Tay wealth. I don't know, like. But there was previously a GoFundMe to say when she was younger, because there was the expectation that her father was forcing her into these videos. So last week when the statement...
That's the best idea ever. I'm so sorry to cut in.
Force your kids into videos?
No, set up a GoFundMe. Right, so I'll put one of my kids' faces on it.
Yeah.
And
it's already going dark.
Where? I'll say this is a GoFundMe to stop me from exploiting my child for the internet.
Oh, right. That's good.
And I'll get people to pay me to not do it.
Good shout.
So basically you can feel good about yourself. You're protecting a child's childhood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I can money straight up my hole. Straight up my hole.
More Adidas t-shirts. Lovely.
Back in the day.
So like there, it's just her whole.
I never did that, to be clear.
Cocaine up your hole.
Yeah.
I'd be a real waste, I'd say.
I think it's supposed to be the opposite.
Bloodstream. I don't fucking know. It's not my drug of choice.
I'd say.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
It would just give you like chronic IBS symptoms and would come right back out.
Oh, do you think it'd like fit? I think it would kind of fizz out.
Yeah,
like putting like one of those effervescent tabs up there, like a vitamin C, a Baraka up your hole.
Oh yeah. My god,
I can't imagine. Well, I can't imagine putting any drugs up your.
No.
You've obviously never enjoyed a night in with an Anusol.
No, I haven't actually.
I have to say that waxy bullet, when it's chilled.
Well, I was going to say refrigerated. It's a delight.
It's a
curative thing. So you need to have the problem.
Sense of relief.
Do you have any roids?
Not at the moment.
But you have.
I have a hemorrhoid. Of course I have.
Oh my god, very unusual. Why didn't you get some
Anusol? I didn't think you got them if you didn't have babies.
Everybody gets them. You don't push a baby out your arsehole, like you get them from other things.
Oh, Cass.
You definitely do.
Okay. When two become I feel like we've bonded now.
I've had a hemorrhoid.
So you haven't tried the Anusol?
No, I haven't. No. Should the next time.
I mean, I presume
genuinely and preparation H. Never has something worked so quickly.
Okay, good to know.
So fast the hemorrhoid came out her mouth.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Shot up and out.
Just because you're probably pushing it back in with the tablet.
Oh my God.
It's just making my way downtown.
Okay.
So back to little Tay. Loads of controversy around the life that she had had and the people who were in her life. And someone brought, the Daily Mail, not someone, brought up this fact that there was a lawyer called Christopher Hope, who was Little Tay's lawyer, who at one point ran a GoFundMe for... Oh, no, sorry. The GoFundMe was initiated by her brother, Jason. But Jason says that the lawyer stole all the money and he could not be contacted.
Do we know how much the GoFundMe got to?
It was about £19,000. $19,000.
And what was it to raise money for? Legal
fees. Legal fees and to help her, save her from a life of abuse. It was literally called Save Tay from a Life of Abuse, SaveLilyTay.com. So little Tay was fighting for her life, future and freedom starting on April 23rd, 2021. Tay is in desperate need of funds to support her fight against her abusive father. As a result of this situation, she has been in a state of depression. All funds raised through this GoFundMe will go towards Tay's legal fees. So then last week, wasn't it, rumored that this statement had come from her parents who were faking her death to take her away from the internet or take focus away from them and the potential abuse. There's photographs where she's covered in a rash and has a kind of red mark on her face that people are saying were actual physical abuse by the parents. And she had issued cryptic messages. Like she'd once put up a story that was just help me.
Yeah.
You know, in text. So, I mean, even at best, she's 14-year-old with unfettered access to the internet.
And she's 14 now.
Yeah.
But in the years that this was kind of up and running, she must have been about 10.
Yeah, it seems like she had been building up her following since she was like 9, 10.
Mm.
So anyway, the news of her death was reported everywhere. Like Variety, Sky. There was a couple of publications who did the "she's allegedly died." But like everyone jumped on it pretty quickly and it announced her death. Even though a couple of places said, one place said they couldn't find any local records of a death having occurred. So that's where the suspicion started to come from of it potentially being faked. But another account I read, I'm pretty sure it was on Variety, said that a manager had confirmed her death. Now, publicly, her manager wouldn't say, mm-hmm. and her parents weren't saying whether she was dead or not. But no one
weren't saying she's not dead.
So then a comment pops up on the internet on a different account that is supposedly from the brother Jason saying, "We are not dead. Our parents have taken control of little Tay's account."
Oh my God.
To what end? So messy. Just to get, I guess, stop her.
Cut them off.
Yeah.
But before that, she wasn't active anymore.
Before
that announcement of her and her brother, who's nameless, have died tragically in what sounds like maybe a car accident, there's nothing going on for little Tay.
Like she hasn't released any music.
No, like when she...
Or been active on her socials.
No, I think she'd sort of disappeared, which is what's strange that she's now back and dead.
Yeah.
How do you spell Tay?
T-A-Y.
Ah.
So, and then on Thursday, little Tay's family released a statement to TMZ saying that she was very much alive and the Instagram was compromised by a third party and used to spread jarring misinformation and rumors to the point that even my name was wrong. So she did get on and say that she had to get in touch with Meta to get the account back, which if anyone has ever tried to do that.
Impossible.
Lengthy process. Takes an age. But then Meta have since confirmed that they did help to restore the account. So now everyone's like, okay, well, she's not dead.
But now what, little Tay?
Now it's fine. But it's like, Do we all just
pretend that was a totally normal thing to have happened?
Or is this her relaunch? Because look at us now, chit-chatting about Lil Tay.
Yeah, and like what a lot of people are saying is, look, she might be alive, but are we questioning her well-being now? Like, is she okay? It brought me on to another story, though, of a Belgian TikToker who did...
Is she okay? Moving on.
We'll is never she? Know. Well,
like, I mean, I didn't right. know who she was until last Wednesday.
Do you not remember her? I've just happened upon a thing. So January, it was 2017, late 2017 on YouTube. And it was a rags to riches sort of story. Like her in a Rolls Royce. And it was like a tradition, according to The Cut, that a tradition by taking aim at the Asian American kind of scene. She is an Asian American. And it was like... She was then mocked relentlessly, you know, on that website. But sort of it seemed like it was baity anyway. It felt very much like somebody older had was completely engineering the whole thing.
And had to have been because she was 9.
And she'd had over 13 million views back then, which was enormous at the time.
13 million
in 2017, 2018. Massive.
Yeah. But like... She's still only like 14 now.
She was 9 or so back then, yeah. And she's still 14
so
now.
Weird.
She also did apparently collaborations with Kanye West. She hooked up with this Thai Lights Global, this management group who sort of put her all around the place. But presumably because she was a minor, they were kind of limited. But like as well from their perspective, you'd be like, oh, let's keep this fire going until she eventually turns 18 and we can...
Yeah.
Flog around the place,
but so the parents bizarre. Have never kind of been by her side visibly.
No, I don't think we've ever seen them. I don't even like. I know the brother was sort of in and out and looked like her chaperone to these things. And also, absolutely you right. have to be 13 to open an Instagram account. So there was this period of time.
Do you know the way sometimes they're like, "Are you 18?"
They just ask you
if you're 18 on YouTube, and it's like, "Yeah, babes." But, or even on Reddit, it's like pretty basic.
But she had a management company by then. So I guess she couldn't be seen to necessarily be on there before that if she'd had an official company behind her. I don't know. very interesting, however.
It's just very strange that like it, that so many people would come across this child and be like, yes, I'll give her a follow.
It's really like, strange. Other kids, I guess.
She is it though? Cool. Come on. That is not like...
Well, like
I've just followed Tay, her.
3 million. Odd.
She's not like your classic child in that she's sort of cosplaying as a like rapper. Do you know that
this
way?
This has just she's never got, like, a ended really nice well.
Top here.
You see, she was real stylish and rich. Yeah. And
she's so cute. Let's listen to this one. Let's see what it says.
Like she's a bit gobby for a pedo's wet dream.
Don't mess with Lil Tay because Lil Tay got shooters everywhere. Right between the eyes, is it? So mean. Here's someone saying, man, Lil Tay is annoying. It's mad because this video is from 2018.
Mm.
And so she's like, whatever, she's
11 or so.
9?
2018?
Yeah, 2018.
9, 10.
Yeah. And there's comments from like 21 hours ago.
Well, presumably because now she's she had died.
Somebody came along saying, rest up, Lil Tay, with a little dove emoji.
So guys,
and that's 21 hours ago. And somebody is straight in. She's not dead.
Do we know, has she appeared, Cass, to tell us she's not dead?
She has appeared to tell us that she is not dead.
Okay.
She has... yeah, where's that gone now? She did come out and say, I'm not dead. It's so hard to find the original, the like stuff of her, because like everyone's fucking talking about her and making videos about her on YouTube and TikTok, and all you get is the people making videos about her.
Like us talking about her on a podcast.
Funnily enough,
yeah,
her second to last post on Instagram on her grid, dated May 2018, is captioned, you know you're that bitch when you cause all this conversation. To quote the great, is it
weird.
Beyonce? Is
that no Beyonce? Idea.
Yeah. No idea.
Beyonce. I think it's a Beyonce line.
Anyway,
I'm sure
there was another guy, another TikToker, who faked his own death consciously. Like it came from within. The call came from within the house because he wanted to see who cared for him.
Oh, it's the classic.
The classic. Oh. Who would come to my funeral? Which is foolish,
very
guys.
Very tempting.
Very. Is he a teen?
No.
Oh.
No. So a Belgian TikToker, David Barreton, 45, and his wife and children decided to prank friends and family members to find out what they really thought of him. This is not a prank. This is
a mistake.
This is the old three-way calling of the late 90s, early 2000s, gone horribly too far.
Awful. So to spread the news of Mr. Barreton's death, one of his children took to social media to write a tribute to her father. She wrote, rest in peace, daddy. I will never stop thinking about you. Why is life so unfair? Why you? You were going to be a grandfather and you still had your whole life ahead of you. I love you. We love you. We will never forget you.
Sorry, this is a real daughter of the...
Yeah.
Was she also in on it?
The wife and children were in on it. Like, wouldn't it be so funny to have a funeral and to see what people...
Absolutely batshit.
Mental.
Are they going to like, did he live stream or something the funeral so he could watch from another room?
No. So the funeral, which was staged last weekend.
Staged.
Was attended by many friends and family dressed in black, obviously.
Who were not in on it.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is from June, so not like a couple of weeks ago.
Bloody no.
And as everyone was waiting for the ceremony to begin... Instead, they were met by a landing helicopter. And in the video posted on TikTok by a funeral attendee, David was stepped out of the helicopter alongside a camera crew and then was then greeted by the mourners. So they were seen running up to an emotional exchange while others remained confused and perplexed in the car park. So like, yeah, I think initially you'd be like, oh, I'm glad he's not dead. But the anger I would feel at someone doing that... would be
the
friendship ending.
Imagine just being a plus one at the funeral. Just not having a fucking clue. Knew him anyway.
Is that the guy?
Is supposed to be dead?
Here's what he said.
I just feel like the absolute level of derision I would feel for David. I'd be like,
Let's kill him now.
David, we should just kill him. Absolute sap.
Exactly. Narcissist. So he said that his reaction was that he said that the reason he did it was that he often felt underappreciated by his wider family. He said, what I see in my family often hurts me. I never get invited to anything. Nobody sees me. Because you're a fucking melt, asshole. David.
Yeah, turbo melt.
We all grew apart. I felt unappreciated. That is why I want to give them a life lesson and to show them that you shouldn't wait until someone is dead to meet up with them.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So
what a nerd. He said,
it proves about what who cares nerd. About what me really. Those who didn't come did contact me to meet up. So in a way, I did win. Sorry, that is that one is of bad. The...
I think, do you know what though? It's bad, but also he didn't hold out long enough. He should have waited to hear all the eulogies and to read the sign in book. Like, he cut it short, like premature.
Yeah. Exactly. What was he doing? He didn't get to enjoy any of it.
Yeah, it was stupid. He was just literally checking who was going to show up.
His expectation was that now that he's not dead, they'll all be nicer. That's how stupid David is. They will now going forward appreciate me now that they know what it feels like to lose me.
No, now they are justified in thinking that exactly. You're an asshole.
Oh exactly. Oh my God, I'd say the WhatsApp chats were fucking flying that night.
Not the ones with him in it.
No.
Tumbleweed.
You know that there's so many side chats.
Oh, they would. You oh would dine God. Out on that.
And there's going to be people who were there who were disappointed and might have thought they were going to get like an iPad or something, like a little bit of inheritance. Exactly. And they're going to be like raging that he's still exactly. alive.
Question now. He is big on TikTok. What is his kind of MO?
Yeah, what's dances? His TikTok handle? Let's have a look at him.
Let me see.
Melt pranks.
David TikTok.
Ragnar LeFou.
So that's like role playing stuff, is it?
What are we saying? Ragnar LeFou is a role is a
is his TikTok handle.
Oh, I thought that was his bio.
Oh, he only has 170,000 followers after all that.
Pathetic. I can't truly. Imagine living a life so pathetic. Only 100,000 followers. Lame.
Lame. David. Get David. A life.
Enjoy your sad little life, David.
Thank you, Cassie. That was sort of disturbing.
And sorry, just a correction on the earlier little Tay story. Her father was also her lawyer, Chris Hope, and he had gotten a court order requiring this. Sorry, going back. This is why he was also her lawyer. And the brother alleges that Chris Hope, the father lawyer, stole all that money from GoFundMe. So it's not another independent man.
It's her dad.
It's her dad.
Weird.
Keeping it in the fam.
Yeah, but look, 14, 15 year olds do weird shit. Now that they have ChatGPT, it can all sound like it could have been little Tay just trying to stir shit up like her previous post suggested. 6 years ago.
Absolutely cuckoo bananas.
Did you guys come across this week? Thank you, Cass. A little thing by the name of a vampire child from the 1700s that some archaeologists stumbled upon. No. I presume not.
Do tell. Although, do you know what I came across? This is a real quick tidbit.
Yeah.
This girl who got her tongue split.
Yes.
And can taste different things at the same time on either side of her tongue.
Oh, weird.
Although, now that I think about it.
Surely we could all do that.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. So, carry on. It just looked exciting because she had two kind of prongs.
Yeah.
And she put one colour jelly on one side and one colour jelly on the other. You're right. We could all do it.
Is it that she could move them independently?
I mean, that's an... Yeah. Added. But genuinely, what I witnessed was some shouting about the fact that she could taste two things at once.
Oh, they got you.
Please do carry on.
Did you contemplate getting your tongue split?
Oh!
I think it's the most... horrendous.
I'd rather that than the
nipples. Even get it pierced.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I told Jen about my plan to get my nipples pierced and she
wouldn't
can't
be
even
able for that.
Listen to it being Jesus referenced.
Wept. Yeah, go ahead. Go for it. Like,
I don't think it's going to hurt at all.
Oh, good
my
lord.
My poor nipples are absolutely
wrecked.
Wrecked. Like, well, there's no feeling left in them.
I think it's just the memories.
I could breastfeed around corners now. My tits are so... just
ready to go.
Yeah. They're halfway gone. Anyway, go on.
Archaeologists have unearthed the unusual remains of a child from the 17th century that was found buried with a padlock attached to the foot. That scientists are now suggesting that it was the medieval individuals that built them may have been worried that this person who died may spring back to life as a vampire. How fucking weird is that?
Oh, like, so it wasn't as if it was a vampire. They were just afraid that it would become one.
Yeah. Or there was some behavioral thing that they decided that's how that child died or something like that. So the archaeologists explored and excavated a bunch of graves in, where are we? In Poland. And they were just in search of various types of burials. And they made the breakthrough discovery of a young medieval woman's burial last year. They found that body, that burial last year, whose body was double protected from rising from the grave with one triangular padlock on her big toe on her left foot, a sickle pointing down with a blade placed around her neck.
Oh, Jesus.
In case she woke up and would just chop her head off immediately.
Oh, exactly, my God. Cass.
Like a homemade guillotine.
Yeah. Exactly.
But like Home Alone.
She was already dead. Yeah.
Very like Home Alone.
I know. Booby trapped those bodies, yo. So at similar burials, archaeologists have uncovered this body of a child. So very sadly, between the age of 5 and 7, but 1700. So many, many years ago.
Probably 45.
Could be, Cass. Very small people then. So the child's remains were found buried with his face facing downwards towards the ground.
Oh, why and is that creepy?
They're suggesting that they're doing that in case there was some activity after death. And when they bury bodies pointing down, they were likely doing that to make the deceased bite into the ground to ensure they do not pose a threat to the people above.
Ugh. I'm getting shivers.
Jesus, what a time to be alive.
Like. Oh, medieval times. Without chaos. Any dispute, the worst times to be alive. The torture. They invented all of the torture articles.
No.
The filth. The cholera.
Oh, the misery. Yeah, you forget.
The fucking plumbing.
The plumbing.
You forget. That it's not even just like the behavior and the politics and the weirdness. Oh, that, it's like dog your eat dog. Actual.
Literally. You're eating
wadding
your dog.
Through shit. Absolutely. No drainage.
Total.
God,
death
we're so
everywhere.
Lucky.
Yes, well, it's definitely not the worst time to be alive. So underneath the body, the bones of that child, they also discovered a triangular padlock, almost similar to the one that was on the medieval woman. So some analysis suggests that the child's grave was likely had been violated and part of its corpse had been taken away, but they don't know when or why that might have occurred. Near that person's grave, they also discovered a strange cluster of several children's skeletons with fragments of the jaw in one of them coloured green. So they reckon this might be because they were buried with a type of copper in their mouth. Again, they're like, we don't exactly know why. They also found, they're calling a non-standard burial of a pregnant woman. And the remains of the fetus inside her were preserved.
Mad.
Exactly. So they were able to get the DNA from that preserved fetus. And they were able to find out the woman's eye colour, skin, hair, and possible genetic diseases.
Jesus.
So there's a ton of weird, atypical graves with signs of strange medieval practices at this particular site in Poland. So they suspect that the people of the time were afraid.
They were a bit paranoid.
Of the dead. So if you think about that, it's suggestive that they're, whatever they died of or whatever was flying around the village at the time, killing these women and children, and I'm sure men, there might have been some feeling of coming back to life.
Yeah.
It might have been a disease that they kind of sprung back, like Lazarus style.
Ooh.
Or it could have been similar to something like rabies, where they're foaming at the mouth or sort of biting at things. And that might have, you know, been a worry. And then they would have thought, oh, potentially that's how you contract this terrible, terrible disease. They're possessed. It's
that
the possession.
They come back. Yeah. I'm sorry. I could not stop thinking about the foaming at the mouth and that video that Cassie sent us about the kid asking the mother, why do women foam at the mouth when they have babies?
Go it's on, brilliant. What was it again? And who said it?
You have to watch it. The father starts like dying,
yeah,
laughing, and realizes that
that's right.
He had misheard their child ask him a question. She had obviously asked, "Does it hurt when you have babies?" And he thought she said, "Does it hurt when you have rabies?"
And she was only about six. Like,
which
the
resulted in the child believing that birthing mothers foam at the mouth and are in incredible pain.
Which,
but
both
it's very,
happen.
Very, so very good. Funny.
Dead cute. So will I save my slow Loris carry on for our next
save
step?
That. We're.
If you want to hear about crazy, interesting, venomous, tiny primates cuter than a button, you'll have to come over on Thursday and listen to us on the Patreon.
Cuter than a button. Is that the end of the episode?
It is.
Oh my God. Did we give them enough?
We've been chatting for an hour.
It's Jesus. Been a wonder. Thanks, girls.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
Flew
you.
Flew by.
Thank you, it's listener.
Such a joy.
Come over onto the... Oh, I put the post on the Insta about our Cork date. I got it wrong on the Patreon. Sorry for freaking everyone out. It's not, in fact, this Saturday coming. It's the 26th of August. You'll find the link on our Instagram. I think you have to press it in. It'll give you two links. One's the Patreon, one's the tickets. So get involved. We're going to be in Cork.
I do.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. I believe our venue is sensational.
Apparently.
We can't wait.
Look, spade a spade here. They made us a headliner. They thought we'd sell out the show. You guys need to help us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I found? A box of Creep Dive mugs. And I'll take them to Cork.
Oh, fucking A. I'll bring
free
some t-shirts.
Mugs.
And I'll give free mugs out.
Brilliant idea.
Cassie's right. Going to show us all her mugs.
Now, only like 12 or something mugs, but people can come up and get a Creep Dive mug, Creep of the Week mug.
Fucking deadly.
Which nice. We haven't Good done shout. In months.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you there then, lads.
Please Bye. Come.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.